details on who wants to be the next Oklahoma County Commissioner, the latest numbers on the widening gender gap for college degrees, and a resolution to a decades-old murder case. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, December 6th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Seven candidates are running to fill a vacancy on the Oklahoma County Commission. KGOU's Hannah Franz reports the open seat is due to Commissioner Carrie Blumert's resignation.
Former Democratic State Senator Anastasia Pittman announced her intention to run for District 1 Oklahoma County Commissioner shortly after Blumert's announcement of resignation in September. Pittman previously ran for the position but lost to Blumert in the Democratic primary runoff in 2022. In October, Democratic State Representative Jason Lowe announced his intention to run for the position. In November, Midwest City Councilmember Sarah Banna did the same. Jed Green, a political consultant and founder of Oklahomans for Responsible Cannabis Action, is running as an independent. The other three candidates, all running as Democrats, will face each other in a primary on February 11th. The winner of that election will face Green in the general election on April 1st. Blumert resigned to take a new position as the CEO of Mental Health Association Oklahoma. She had been the District 1 Oklahoma County Commissioner since 2018. I'm Hannah Franz.
More women are attaining college degrees than men, and that gender gap is widening, according to a new report from the State Regents for Higher Education. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports Oklahoma's numbers represent the same national trend.
In the 2023-24 school year, women earned about 61% of all degrees and certificates conferred at public higher education institutions, while men earned 39%. Women outpaced men in all seven degree and certificate categories. The largest gaps are in certificates, associate's degrees, and master's degrees, and the smallest is in doctoral degrees. The share of degrees isn't the only area in which women are eclipsing men, but also the number of degrees. Over the last 5 years, women earning graduate-level degrees grew by 27%, and for doctoral degrees, by 41%. For all degrees and certificates conferred this year, the top fields of study were business and management, health professions, and education. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
For the first time, the Oklahoma City Police Department has solved a case by comparing DNA evidence from the crime scene to private genealogy databases. Grayson Wheeler reports the findings bring closure in the nearly 50-year-old murder of Lila Orr Johnston.
Johnston was 68 years old and had just retired from the state welfare department a few months before her death in 1976. Her killer apparently forced his way into her Oklahoma City duplex, beat her, and sexually assaulted her before strangling her to death. The Oklahoma City Police Department's new genealogical evidence indicates the killer was Charles Droke, who was 28 at the time. He was never connected to the crime before he was shot to death by his brother in 1989. After going cold for decades, the search for Johnston's murderer picked up again in 2004 when OKCPD developed a genetic profile for the killer with evidence collected at the crime scene. The profile wasn't a match to anyone in the FBI's database of DNA collected from convicted offenders. OKCPD announced this week it identified Droke as the killer based on similarities to samples his relatives submitted to private genealogy sites. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
32 Northeast Oklahoma law enforcement agencies led by Cherokee Nation Marshals are condemning the United Kituwa Band's Light Horse Police Department. We get details from Katie Hallam.
It all started with a DUI arrest. In October, a person accused of drunk driving had their charges dismissed when their attorney successfully argued a UKB officer pulled them over without jurisdiction. The letter says the UKB Light Horse Force lacks legal authority, making life unsafe on the Northeast Oklahoma Reservation. Congressional Delegate and UKB member Tori Holland argues the tribe's law enforcement officers are recognized by the Bureau of Indian Affairs.
This is just the newest series in an attempt by the Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma to terminate the United Kituwa Band.
Cherokee Nation Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. disagrees.
So the issue isn't whether the UKB has authority as a federally recognized tribe. The issue is whether it has criminal justice authority over the Cherokee Nation Reservation. It does not.
It's unclear what could happen next, but hard feelings between the two tribal nations are likely to continue. I'm Katie Hallam.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, KGOU.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.